What's up, y'all? Jervy, Jervy TV coming to you live. Happy Friday. Ultimate remote location, alternate South Avenue route. Yesterday, I was saying how thick and gray the sky was and how I probably won't see sun until I get up above the clouds when I leave. And as soon as I said that, yesterday, even while I was walking, the sun peeked through real quick. And I just stood and I faced it and I just did what I did now. Just looked at it. Just looked at the sun and let it be all on my face. Then the day I wake up this morning, sunshine coming in through the outsides of the blackout, semi-blackout curtains. So I said, you know, today, I'm going to have to take an alternate route. I'm pretty much tired of the default route. I ain't gonna lie, pretty much tired of the default route. Well, tired is a strong word, but you know what I mean. So I decided to take an alternate South Avenue route. But you notice I didn't take the ultimate route. I didn't go and take the ultimate route. Because I just ain't feeling that part of town no more. I haven't even been over there. And I said that before, that, you know, I'm going to stop going over there. And it took me a while to get to it, but I eventually did. You know, I just have no inclination to go over there. And not only no inclination, it depresses me or saddens me. Well, I wouldn't say depress or sadds me. It just turns my mood. You know, to where I gotta be on guard, and I'm reminded that I need to be on guard and reminded just how dangerous this place could be and all of that stuff. Not so much that I miss the memories or anything, because I do believe in evolution and things don't stay forever. 24 degrees out here. Wind chill says it feels like 16. I ain't cold. My toe is still being my toe. And it's, like I said, I wish it would just be better. I was hoping I'd go there, he'd cut something off, and it'd be better. But it might be an ongoing process. It does feel better. If I do it the right way, it does feel better. And the right way is I've been putting that cream on it. Can you believe I forgot to put cream on it last night before I went to bed? But hell, I put enough on it during the day. Forgot to put the nail softening cream on it before I went to bed, but I took the sleeve off. And the funny thing is, I really do think that I might have put the protective toe sleeve on the wrong toe. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. I might have put the protective toe sleeve on the wrong goddamn toe. Because now I'm walking, I just feel a little sensitivity, you know, no pain. You know, the pain comes and goes. I don't know if it's the nail or whatever it is, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to go a couple weeks of doing like you asked. And if it still persists, I'm going to make another appointment, no matter how many months out it is, to get this taken care of. Because I'm not like at the point of cut the damn thing off yet. I don't think I'd ever get at that point. Hopefully. Don't say ever, because life has a way of humbling you. And I like the challenge of life. I like the challenge of life to where life will humble you. Life will make you realize, you know, hey, you know, watch what you say. Don't think you know everything. Buddy, buddy. You know, life will put it on you. How's this? Does this kind of get jerky? Or is it better if I have it pulled out? It's probably a little bit too jerky when I walk like this, huh? I think when I have it extended to a degree, I get more balance in the counterweight. I can hold it more steady. A little bit more stress on my arm. But such is the case. Yesterday at work, I don't know if I talked about this before, but it seems like the little things are starting to get harder and harder for me. I'm making mistakes that I hadn't made before, and I was thinking it's because of my age, or maybe I'm getting old, and maybe I'm, you know, get to that point where I'm not as sharp as I used to be. It's either that or my motivation. But I told one of the younger up-and-coming cats, you know, I said, man, I might be too old for this shit. Ursuline Sisters Mission. Go ahead, Ursuline, on the south side. I told one of the younger up-and-coming cats, I said, I'm too old for this. I told them, I said, you know, I tell people, you know, they see, they come in, you know, they see, and they gauge, you know, who I am or what I am or what I'm trying to do there. And, you know, they respectfully let me know that, you know, I'm a big dog in the game. And, but I tell them, hey, man, go past me. I'm done. I tell them, say, keep going. I'll take off. You know, you go, you do you. Don't worry about stepping on my toes or overstepping me. You can have it, dog. You know? And he was like, even he was like, yeah, they throwing a lot at us. He said, they throwing a lot at us. So, you know, I might not be the only one feeling it. And I will say our department, our team has definitely become less stable over the last year or so or whatever. The stability has changed because of different schemes and different personnel and all of that. But it definitely has changed to where the stability we used to have, the paperwork and the documentation that we used to have, the techniques and everything that came down to us when new product was rolled out, was done in a much tighter way. And it's just a lot of changes. A lot of changes in our service desk system. And what picks up calls. I was just talking. I walked past that girl. Sometimes I do that. I'll just be talking and putting on a show. Let's face it. I'll be just walking and talking, putting on a show. Start using big words. That ain't a shame. I ain't ashamed. You see that you had a little bit of snow yesterday, last night. It stuck a little bit, you know, just the covering. Starting to melt. Even though the temperature says it's colder, I guess the sun is melting the snow. Because it was ice the last few days. Frozen hard ice. Now it's kind of wet. As you can see, it feels a little wet. Kind of, I guess you could say, melting. Today's Friday. I might be off Monday. Monday's President's Day. I put in to have the day off. I don't even know if I want the day off, to be honest with you. I really don't care about the overtime. It'd be double time or time and a half or something like that. I really don't care about that. What I would want to do is work that day and then use that PTO for Wednesday. That's what I want to do. Now, she can't do that for me because I am on a flexible schedule. And she's been saying for a long time that the way it's written up, I can't do it that way. You know, they've been saying for a long time the way it's written up, I can't do it that way because I'm flexible. Well, then I'm like, flex me to not work on Wednesday. Huh. Something like that. But the way she put it, it was like, no, you can't do it that way. Because you're supposed to work every day. Designated. Something like that. Well, I'm not supposed to work that day, or I am supposed to work that day. I forget how it is. But if that's the case, then you can't refuse my day off. If I can't do flex, that means you can't refuse my day off. See? I'm just saying. But I might go over her head and go to Eileen. Yeah, ooh, I'm name dropping. Go directly to the HR person and say, hey, with my position, can I work the holiday and then use that as PTO on Wednesday? You know, I might be able to do that because the HR lady has more power, more leeway. They're probably more, a lot more relaxed about it. Because it was a situation we had to work out about my traveling and hours and this and that, to where I was completely blown away by the decision that we came to. I mean, it wasn't bad for the company. It's definitely good for the employees, good for employee morale. Let's just say that's how good it was in favor of what I had done and what I asked for. I love my job. No, do I love my job? I do. I still love it, even though I may not like it. I may not even know that I don't like it, but I do love it. I love being part of that organization. I love saying the second largest law firm on the planet. I love that I deal with people across the board. You know, some of the top lawyers in the world, partners and whatnot, I have to deal with. You know, you're dealing with some fairly accomplished, powerful people. And there's, you know, some egos involved, if that's the right word. And all of a sudden, they call on you, and they all thumbs. They don't know what to do. So they got to go into a different role. You know, they got to go into the role where they need to learn. And it ain't easy for all of them. Especially if they on a case for dealing with a client that's billing $10,000 an hour or something like that. They'll tell you, they say, look, I can't put this on the client. I'm charging them too much. Can y'all fix this without me? No, we can't. We need to be on your computer. I need to be a part of what's going on over there. On your computer, because I can't do it remotely. Sometimes you gotta tell them no. You gotta stand up to them. It ain't the easiest thing in the world. I think school is in. Or I'd walk over there by Mooney. I ain't trying to go over there for school is in. I ain't trying to be all involved. Last time I walked, it was summertime. The school was out, and I walked to the back by the field, my high school, Indianola, South Avenue, Sam's Eatery. Ate there one time. It was okay. You know, it was okay. We never made it back. You can see the field a little bit over there. Cardinal Mooney, high school to you. Cardinal Mooney, high school to you. Something like that. Here's the laundromat I used to go to. Now I at my daughter's residence. I got top-notch washer and dryer. No need to go there anymore. My father's washer and dryer was all old and duct taped together. But he kept it going. He kept it going barely. And I used it in the pinch. Then I just got to the point, you know what? I don't mind going to lingerie. And I never had been going to lingerie ever since I went away to school, DeVry, and go to the laundromat in college. I didn't mind that. You know, going. And I always thought, anyway, well, there was two washers and dryers in the building I lived in. But they weren't the best. But, you know, they get the job done. But the point being that I can go to the laundromat and do like eight loads at one time. And just, you know, get it all done in like 2 hours if I do it right. Or something like that, you know? See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Today's Friday. Off tomorrow. Need to go see my son and grandsons. Need to hang out. I'm talking about Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. It's where Winkies used to be. Winkies was there first and then Jib Jab. And they were Cardinal Mooney in the back. South Avenue. As we approach Laclede and Dewey Street. This is the separation between East and West Dewey. That was a learning experience in my life. That West Dewey, 411 West Dewey, was different than 411 East Dewey, if there is such a thing. You know, there's an East Dewey and a West Dewey, basically. This is what I'm trying to say. I should stop and see how many steps I got. I'm not sure. You know I love the trees. You know I love the trees. Should stop and see how many steps I got, how far down I gotta keep walking. Cause I like walking away till I get to 5,000. It kind of don't matter because I can get back there and keep walking or whatever. But just the idea, you know. Just the idea being out here. South Avenue, Dewey Street. No, Market is the divider, not South Avenue. This is East Dewey. market divides it. That's South Avenue. Used to be a 7-Eleven. Stuff went on in that place. There were deaths and murders. That's what I mean by that. Here it is. Dewey. Keep it moving. Gas station. South Avenue. Gotta keep walking. One time I got to walking, and I ended up walking all the way to downtown. That was fun. It was summer. It was a nice day, so I ended up walking all the way downtown. Old building. Architecture. A lot of traffic, huh? People have been moving in this city, I guess. It's like a constant flow of cars. You know, who knew? Youngstown. Constant flow of cars. You think it'd be like a break or something. So I'll probably talk to my boss today, and see if I work Monday or how we can work that out. Because God knows I don't need to have a day off. Granddaughter won't be around. It'd be a nice lazy day. I tell you that. It'll be a nice lazy day. And I don't know if I need that. Consider, I'm out here doing it, y'all. I get down on myself because the numbers ain't going as good as I want them to. But 211.4. This morning, considering. 211.4, considering that I'm back here and my natural inclination is to eat too much and just to, you know, not get my steps. I get my steps now, but, you know, from where I used to be when I come back here, put on 10, 15 pounds. 211.4 on a Friday is not bad. Well, it is if I was home. If I was back home, 211.4 on a Friday, it's not good. I'd be upset, but out here, you know what I've been going through. And last night, I got up, it was about 5 a.m. Had some chips, oatmeal cookie, and some licorice. Because I can honestly say that I do believe the dinner I ate wasn't, you know, all that good. See the hill I'm walking down? This is a different hill. This is a different hill. This is not the same hill that I walk. It's not parallel to the same hill I walk when I walk on the default route. See how hilly this stuff is? This place is? And I say that because I got to walk back up this hill. Oh, nostalgia building. The way it's built, single floor. Low profile. Yeah, my hands starting to get tired. But it's getting tired, but it ain't cold. At least my hand ain't cold, I guess. I know I gotta keep, I know I gotta walk farther than this. I at least want to get to 5,000 when I turn around. And I think I gotta walk past the freeway overpass. How long I've been walking? 28 minutes. 25 minutes I've been filming. And I probably walked another maybe 15 to 20. I might be at 5,000. I might be there. I might be close to it. Let's be real. I might be. Try to think. I might be at 4,000 probably. I'm sure I'll walk more than 15 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes before I cut this on. Put me at about 4,500 or so. So I probably could keep walking until I get to 3,000. See, I'm walking down this hill. See, that's all I'm saying. See, I gotta walk up that hill. Which is not too bad, but shit, I don't wanna walk up no hill. Hey, listen to me talk. Look, is this all the, look at that. Is that the, where is that? Where are we? We're down farther. We're down by Dickinson, wherever that is. We're down past Williamson, so I don't know how far down we are compared to Market Street. It's like all the repeaters and the TV things or something up there. Optical One Incorporated. Whatever that is. See that big old antenna? I wonder if those are all the repeaters for the TV station or whatnot. I should stop and check. Damn, right through that light. Okay. They'll run you down. They'll run you down. You ain't even looking. Ain't even looking over here. I think they used to have a camera on one of these, and they got me for speeding. I think they outlawed that. I think I'm gonna get down here to about, I think I'm gonna walk to 30 minutes. All right, I'll walk to 30 minutes. I'll walk to 30 minutes and I'll turn around. And get back home. I ain't even, see, I ain't worried about the time. I know I left early enough, so I'm not even worried about the time at all. I think I'm at 29, 26, about 30 more seconds. I'm not worried about the time. I got plenty of time. I leave myself that. Let's see where we at. 12 seconds to 30 minutes. 12 seconds to 30 minutes. And I think we made it. What street? I don't know what street this is. I could cross the street here if I wanted to. Where am I at? I'm here at the Ohio Department of Transportation, District 4. Whew. Okay. We did all right. Look like I'm almost downtown, huh? Look like I'm almost downtown? Kinda, maybe? Almost? Not really? Okay. Anyhow. Swing it on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every LMSU particle that's ever existed, and any atom in this or any universe that ever was, this or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.